Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After they had already seen him a couple times and talked to him, now I don't believe it, but I like that that stuff's being talked about. Gas up the price of that number 8 pick a little bit. Or maybe they'll pick him.
I don't think they'll pick him there. I do think there's momentum for somebody to take Michael Penix there at 8 because of the fact is that we know quarterbacks are going to – Michael Penix, in my opinion, is a first-round quarterback.
Yep.
Michael Penix, in my opinion, is better than J.J. McCarthy and just as good as Drake May.
Yep. I feel like he has just as good of a chance to be a successful starting quarterback in the NFL as any quarterback in this draft other than Caleb Williams.
Yes.
I think Caleb Williams has the best chance. I think he's up here. I think that's why he's going to go number one.
Yes.
But between Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, maybe those are the guys that I put in that category. I know some would put Spencer Rattler in there and others, but like – it wouldn't surprise me if Michael Penix is the best of that group.
Yes.
It wouldn't surprise me if Drake May is the best of that group. Wouldn't surprise me if Jaden Daniels is the best of that group. It would surprise me if J.J. McCarthy is the best of that group.
I agree.
Could be wrong about that. We'll see. But, I mean, if Penix goes on to have, even if he's better than Williams, because that's the thing about this, it's all a crapshoot.
It is.
If Michael Penix is the best quarterback out of this draft class, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Because the reason I say that, because there's so many different things that can go into when you're talking about going to get J.J. McCarthy and going maybe up to, you know, say for instance, his coach who said that he's the greatest quarterback ever at Michigan. You know what? Yeah, y'all can have it. So he can go to Minnesota because, okay, bam, there's another quarterback on. Now, you're still the Raiders and you're still the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Now, the Broncos just traded for Zach Wilson, which I think everybody forgot.
And I don't think that has anything to do with what they do in
but
the draft
you're sitting
at all.
There, Michael Penix is sitting there at 8. Oakland is a quarterback bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're Oakland, do you risk the fact that you think he might slide to 12 to you? Or do you just go get him?
Yeah, no, you don't want to have the chance that they jump up to 9 and make that trade, or with the Jets to 10 and make that trade.
Like, right.
The best thing the Falcons can have happen for them, which is what I think they're doing in this case, is make it seem like they might take him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to make it look like you're a wild card at 8. You might do anything. I think that's why they flew out there to do that, because they knew he would be available at 8, and they needed to make it look like they were interested in a quarterback. I mean, look, maybe they are, and maybe they would. And if they took Michael Penix at 8, I would be surprised.
I would be too.
I would be very surprised. I guess I would disagree with it because I think that they need to do other stuff first.
But I would be surprised. The only thing that would surprise me if they took him was because of the length of Kirk Cousins' contract.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, the length.
That's
and
the only
also
reason.
The price.
Well, he's going to have the money with it anyways.
But right.
If it was a two-year deal for $50 million, two years, 60, whatever you want to call it, okay. But he has 4 years, at least 3 of them are guaranteed on his,
yeah,
on his money.
And it really, 2 years are 90, right?
Yeah.
So the first 2 years are 90. The third year would be 10.
Yeah.
So if you decided you wanted to move on from him after 2 years, sure. But, like, I don't know, I'm also kind of the opinion if you decide you want to move on from Kirk Cousins after 2 years, things probably didn't go well, right? Like, if they want to move on from Kirk Cousins after 2 years, there's a chance Terry Fontenot's not the general manager.
I agree.
So Terry Fontenot drafting his replacement or heir apparent or whatever you want to call it in the first round when they have a bunch
because
of other
you know,
needs.
You know what's
seems
gonna do?
Questionable.
You know what's going to happen with that if that does happen? Oh, humble Kurt. Oh, cold Kurt is going to like, what's this going on?
Wait a minute.
What minute?
You did what now?
What? Hold on.
In the first round?
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa there.
So we're just solid everywhere else then?
Yeah.
Like we just don't need any
exactly.
edge rushers. By the way, if the season started tomorrow, we were having this conversation.
Yeah, Chris Thomas had asked me this yesterday when I was out there in the
season
in the bullpen.
Starts tomorrow. The Falcons probably have the worst duo of edge rushers in the NFL.
That's what Chris Thomas said. He said, Randy, if I were to tell you that if the season started, they Arnold Ebiketie and Harrison would be the defensive ends. I mean, the pass rushers for the Falcons. I just smile. They can get. They might be able to get it done.
What it would be it.
How do you know? How do we know?
I don't, I guess.
How do we know? How do we know that whoever they bring in, Dallas Turner, somebody is going to be better than both of those guys?
We don't. But, I mean, he better.
you but know what I'm saying? I mean? I don't know. I just.
You want to do that? You want to go to bat with those guys?
No, I think you need another one.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you got another don't mean them dudes going to be, he going to be better than them two dudes.
I hope he is. You pick him at eight.
Take him at eight.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's the thing. Here's my thought on eight. If they stay at eight and they take a pass rusher there, they really like that guy. They think he's that much better than everyone else on defense
uh-huh.
because unless it goes a different way and there's no way to trade back, but it seems pretty likely that they're going to have an opportunity to trade back. If they stay at eight and take Latu or Turner, whatever, mm-hmm. they think that guy's clearly mm-hmm. the best defensive player in the draft.
Okay, tell me this. If everything goes where and all those guys are there, do they think he's the best or is it the fact they can't get back? Because if he's,
well, they'll tell us they think he's
I'm
the
saying,
best.
If he's the best at 11, why isn't he the best at 8?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, because he's not.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, he's the
What's three picks after?
He's probably in terms of people's draft board in general. Any of those guys are probably even further down than 11, really, because there's so many offensive players that are thought highly of this year. The Falcons don't need any offensive players; they need a defensive player. But if they take him at 8, you were worried somebody was going to take him at 10 maybe?
Or
you're
you
worried
just
somebody's going to jump.
Or you couldn't.
Right. You couldn't. Right. Of course. Like, you have to have 2 to tango to trade back and do that. But that's what they'll sell us on. That's for sure. I don't buy the Penix stuff at 8, but I like that it's circulating. I like that they're giving an idea that they want, that they could do anything at 8. That's what makes the pick more valuable is the belief that you'd do anything there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.